Kasia Ho shows me jars from her green goods line. She reads the labels of some of their most popular items.
Slow roasted Roma tomatoes, spicy pickled okra, caramelized lemon jelly, even Bloody Mary mixes.
Okay, she had me at spicy pickled okra. Ho is with the Green Wheel Food Hub, and they're gearing up for a four-day workshop event in Kaka'ako. The focus is on teaching people ways to preserve locally produced food. Ho says it's been a great way to save a lot of local produce from ending up in the trash.
If they have a whole lot of tomatoes in the crop, more than they can really sell at the markets, a lot of times those tomatoes will go unpicked in the field. So we're buying those surplus goods from local farmers that might otherwise go to waste.
Ho says proceeds from the green goods line help fund the effort to get EBT and SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, available at local farmers' markets. Ho says their mission is to increase access to locally grown food, especially those in low-income communities.
You know, we just saw on Kauai that they had the EBT acceptance at their farmers markets. And unfortunately, at the end of last month, that program shut down because the grant money ran low. The whole reason that we're producing the green goods line is so that the benefits from the sale of those products goes back to run our community projects. Then it becomes kind of self-sustaining and we're not reliant on constantly looking for grant funding to keep that service going.
Green Wheel Food Hub has made EBT available at the Blaisdell and Wahiawa farmers markets. They're looking to expand to three more this year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.